50s and 60s rock and roll WHND Honey Radio. Richard D. here, and now it's my great pleasure to play for you a recording of Keith Allen tuning up to sing in the shower.
Oh!
Riding Hood, as you'll recall, that was inspired by a guy installing a rumble seat in the hood of his red VW Beetle. A 1966 the year for Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, big hit right here on WHND Honey Radio. Fabian! Do you realize that since 1959, he's been saying, "Turn me loose"? We're going to have to tighten up that record. And Fabian's dandruff, too, while we're at it. All oldies, WHND, the Supremes. Where did our love go? The Supremes on WHND Honey Radio. Richard D. here with the wireless act. The very apex of the morning to you. The acme, even, of this hump day morning. It's 9:28 at WHND.
Don't miss your 1-800-GET-IT-DONE before the book closes.
Fred Reichert sounds like a sharp cookie, doesn't he? Mostly cloudy today with a high of 58. It's going to be clear tonight, low 42, and sunny tomorrow, all the way up to 68 for tomorrow's high. Currently at All Oldies, WHND 48.
All Oldies, Honey Radio. It's a blast.
Concentrating on the first 10 years of rock and roll, this is WHND Honey Radio. Gene Pitney Town, Without Pity. By the way, there is going to be a cruise tonight. It'll be at AJ's in Plymouth, and it will feature Cruisecaster Fred Boogie Bard of Lincoln Park Bryan. We call him the Bard of Lincoln Park because he is the poet of the turntables, rocking and rhyming you every day. Boogie has always been associated with literature. In fact, in college, he majored in graffiti appreciation.
Something else it wants. And with over 5,000 really cool playthings right there on the shelves, who can Wikipedia with thousands of up-to-date articles, high-resolution graphics, video clips, digital sound, and animation. Rebate at Computer City. And while you're here, you might look at our other computers. You wouldn't want it to grow up an only child, would you? Computer City, located at the northeast corner of Oakland Mall. You can't make a wrong decision when you go to the right store.
Thanks, buddy. That computes. Don't let depression rob you of your happiness. Visit Mercy Hospital Detroit during National Depression Screening Day, Thursday, October 6th. Tomorrow. For more information, call 579-4960. Don't miss that, because if you do, you might get depressed. Yeah. Joey D. on WHND with Richard D. How about that? You got this program in 3D for two whole minutes there. That's amazing. Joey D., WHND, Richard D. I had to explain it to Keith Allen. Now I'll draw him a picture. Good tune. Pet Clark belting one out. I Know a Place from 1965 on All Oldies, WHND, Honey. Way back to 1954 now for this one by the Cordettes.
All Oldies, Honey Radio.
The Richard D. Wireless Act.
Memories.
Is what we feature like this. Chubby Checker, Let's Twist Again. Yeah.
Clap your hands.
Chubby on WHND Honey Radio, 5 minutes before 11 o'clock. What TV show once featured a sketch with two men sitting in a tub and announcer John Cleese saying, "They washed their arms, they washed their legs, then they washed their naughty bits"? I'll tell you about it later on the Richard D. Wireless Act. This famous American asked us to refrain from eating meat on Tuesdays and poultry on Thursdays. Who was he, and why did he make that request? Listen later and find out. And his most famous comedy album track is The Astronaut. He is 70 today. Who is he? As long as I'm asking questions. Who said, Mr. Quayle, you're no John F. Kennedy. He said it on the evening of October 5th, 1988. It was then U.S. Senator, now Treasury Secretary Lloyd Benson. They say Dan Quayle seems to be serious about a presidential bid in 96. Somebody was telling me he just signed up for Hooked on Phonics.
800 BUY Epson. 720 DPI isn't worth the paper it's printed on. Prices may vary.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 58. Clear tonight, low 42. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 68. That sounds like a decent day. Richard, decent day. Currently 48 degrees at All Oldies, WHND.
The Richard D. Wireless Act.
Love that guitar work there. Speaking of guitar work, Steve Miller of the Steve Miller Band is 51 today. He is a protege of Les Paul, believe it or not. Les Paul was his inspiration when, as a kid, he was learning to play the guitar. October 5th already, almost Halloween time. My part-time secretary and full-time airhead, Lulu, says this year she's going to dress up like Heidi Fleiss and go door-to-door saying, trick or trick.
Those are printed on top.
No one else. Call 476-SELL.
Lulu, how about it?
Happy hump day.
Seasons on WHND Honey Radio. This is the hour for the Tricky Dicky Off the Wall record. And following that Tricky Dicky Off the Wall trivia, be listening. Honey Radio, WHND with Lee Dorsey.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to dip down. Working in a coal mine.
Yeah, don't forget to tell the Lord about your present condition either.
Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Lord, I'm so tired.
Amen. Now, at WHND Honey Radio from 1957, The Rays. City's only Roots of Rock and Roll radio station, Honey Radio, WHND. For the off-the-wall record today, I'm going to play you a song which did not chart nationally. It was strictly a local hit in 1963. Be listening.
Hey.
Paperback Writer by the Beatles, of course. 1023 at WHND Honey Radio. The countdown year today, by the way, will be 1967. I am Richard D., the king of no brand, generic jock, the champion of cheap. Girls, avoid dating any man. Little advice here. Avoid dating any man who says he's going to dine you like royalty. Then he takes you to a Burger King and a Dairy Queen. And avoid any man who refuses to drink a can of beer because on the top it says, to open, pick up tab.
On sale through October 11th at Sears Tire and Auto Center. We're driven to satisfy.
Got a pretty good forecast here. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 58, but clear tonight, low 42. And sunny tomorrow, high 68. Currently at All Oldies, WHND, 47 degrees.
WHND.
WHND. Here's Connie Francis. Loving the Rascals on WHND Honey Radio. I am the silly disc jockey from Savage, Minnesota. Richard D. is my name. Savage is a town so small, while other towns had a pay toilet, we had a pay bush, you know. The local adult motel didn't show X-rated movies. They knocked a hole in the wall so you could peek in on Easy Edna in the next room. Our courthouse couldn't afford a Bible. People had to swear on a stack of pancakes. And for our Christmas concert, they hired the Mormon Tabernacle Trio. That's the way it was in Savage, Minnesota. The state can help working parents pay for child care costs. To find out if you qualify, here's the number to call, 259-4411. Community info from Honey Radio, WHND. The Tricky Dicky off-the-wall record coming up in just minutes right here on Honey. Yeah, I like my records punctuated. That's why I enjoy that one in particular. Neil Sedaka on Honey. My girl, The Temps on WHND Honey Radio. Local music. Let's talk about a local record store. It's the best. Record Time, 10 Mile and Gratiot in Roseville, and then they do have a second location, Main Street near University in Rochester. But focus on the one over on the east side because that's the one with which I am the most familiar. That's a great place to go to get CD box sets. I mean, they've got them by Leslie Gore, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, The Temptations, whom you just heard. They have a doo-wop box set, which is one of my favorites. And Ken, the manager over there, is also the manager of the oldies department. So I'm sure you can appreciate the fact that he would take special interest in that particular department, which appeals to the listeners of Honey Radio. The address, once again, 10 Mile and Gratiot in Roseville. And in a few minutes, I'm going to give away a $10 gift certificate to Record Time. Which will be nice because not only will you get the free goodies, but you'll be forced to go over there and check out the store. It's a great one. Now, over to my right, here in the basement studio at world headquarters of Honey Radio. I do have a periscope through which I can see outside, you know. Over to my right is a wall. On the wall is a peg. On the peg, records. When I take one of the records off the air and put this record on my supercharged turntable, playing it for you, it becomes a Tricky Dicky off-the-wall record. But in order to be able to do that, the boss has insisted that I put a quarter in his jukebox. There it goes. Here's the song. This did not chart nationally. Strictly a local hit by the Happy Tones called Summertime Nights. I think you'll like it. Neat record, huh? It's called Summertime Nights by the Happy Tones, the Tricky Dicky off-the-wall record for this day, the 5th of October. Now on WHND Honey Radio, happy to take you back to 1955 for the Penguins. WHND Honey Radio, Tricky Dicky off-the-wall trivia coming up in just a minute. The forecast mostly cloudy today with a high of 58. But then things improve. Clear skies tonight down to 42 for a low. And tomorrow should be great. High 68, sunny skies. Currently at all oldies, WHND, 49 degrees. 49 right here. It's the Richard D. Wireless Act featuring, as always,
Motor City Memories, all oldies, WHND.
Time now for off-the-wall trivia. The prize will be a $10 gift certificate to Record Time, as I explained before. Just go over to 10 Mile and Gratiot and claim the goods. At the same time, take a tour of this immediate area's foremost record store for oldies. In 1955, just as the pre-rock era was merging into the rock era, the Ames Brothers had their best remembered hit. I'm so generous that I'm going to tell you the name of the song was The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane. Now, why don't you be equally generous and tell me what the trick ending to that song involved? The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane had a trick ending. What was it? Give me a call at 298-6300, 298-6300. The first person through with the correct answer will be Richard declared the winner. A promise.
I want to be Bobby's girl. I want to be Bobby's girl. I want to be
Detroit's leader of the past. 560 AM, all oldies, WHND.
Oh,
the Big O on WHND Honey Radio. Off the wall trivia results next.
I'm Judy Green.
Painless switch to MCARE.
Let us now review off the wall trivia here on
WHND.
I'll play you the last two calls I got. Hi, Tricky Dicky, off the wall trivia. Who's calling?
Beverly.
Beverly.
Yeah?
Give me the answer, quick.
There was none.
Beverly.
There was no end to the record. That was a trick.
No.
I never heard of the song before.
That's kind of what I thought, Beverly. You took a good stab at it, but unfortunately, it still lives.
I thought this was a Tricky Dicky trick question.
No, it's not a trick question.
Oh, okay. Well, I tried.
Yes, you did. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Beverly, who obviously did not know the answer to the question, by the way, in case you missed it, was The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane by the Ames Brothers had a famous trick ending. What was it? Now to the phone again. Off the wall trivia.
Hi there.
Hi.
And she's only 9 days old.
Well, I was going to give you the prize, but since you sang, you don't get it.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm great. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Al.
Al? The Al?
Man.
No kidding. Hey, Al.
Hey, what's going on?
I hereby, Richard, declare you the winner.
Oh, wonderful.
That's Al Tuller of Livonia. Pop and rock music of the 50s featured several records with trick endings. Perhaps the most famous of them was The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane. It was from 1955, and it was by the Ames Brothers, whose lead singer, Ed Ames, achieved solo success in the 60s, as I'm sure you know, with tunes like My Cup Runneth Over. This was the song's trick ending. Throughout the song, the lyrics treat the naughty lady of Shady Lane as a dangerous woman, as a sexual bombshell who has just arrived in the neighborhood and is driving everyone wild, especially men. But then in the song's final line, it is revealed that she's only 9 days old. The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane.
W-H-N-D.
Dedicated to the one. This is dedicated to the one I love.
Your roots of rock and roll station, Honey Radio, WHND with Bobby Darin, Queen of the Hop. For everybody here on the Richard D. Wireless Act. Beach Boys on WHND. It was on this day in 1969, Monty Python's Flying Circus premiered on television. It completely baffled the British audiences. In 1975, U.S. censors cut the last two words of a very famous sketch. These two guys were sitting in a bathtub, you know, with announcer John Cleese saying, they washed their arms, they washed their legs, then they washed their naughty bits. Anyway, I've got a kind of a neat clip from that show coming up when we do Poor Richard D's Almanac in 15 or 20 minutes from right now. 1969 was the year, and this was the day that the Monty Python Flying Circus debuted on television. Now, I may be one of the few people you know who keeps an accurate diary. And according to the Tricky Dicky Diary, it was on this day in 1969 that I washed my car. I asked my guru at the time, Maharishi Mahesh Yogurt, what that meant, washing my car. He said, look for a severe outbreak of pigeon diarrhea.
Carmel.
Visit Meyer Jewelers in any of 13 Metro Detroit locations.
Well, this isn't exactly bikini weather, but at least tomorrow we're going to get some sunshine. With a high of 68 degrees, tonight, overnight, it's going to be clear, low 42, and today, we got to put up with mostly cloudy skies and a high of just 58. Right now, 48 at all oldies.
WHND.
Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old.
Chuck Berry. Perry on WHND, Honey Radio. And I would do well not to forget it. Higher and higher is exactly half of the boss's motto. Higher and higher, fire and fire. 21 minutes before 12 at WHND Honey Radio. Coming up in just a minute or two, maybe. Poor Richard D's Almanac.
Sale at Sears Home Life Furniture and selected Sears stores. Contact store for availability.
Henry Ford Hospital and the Detroit Pistons have teamed up to shoot for a cure for neurological diseases. Come out and see the Pistons take on the New Jersey Nets Friday, October 14th. For ticket information, call 810-377-0148. And that's community information from Honey WHND. Allow me now to look at poor Richard D's Almanac for the 5th of October. Steve Miller is 51 today. I'm talking about Steve Miller of the Steve Miller Band, who had a hit in 1982 that I thought was so catchy. Abracadabra. His guitar style, I find out, was influenced by that of Les Paul, and he was the best. Ray Kroc, born this day in 1902. At one time, he was a piano player at WGN Radio in Chicago, Illinois. He started in the hamburger business by selling milkshake machines. He sold one to a McDonald's drive-in in San Bernardino, California. He noticed what they were doing in the fast food business and bought them out, which was the beginning of the McDonald's restaurants. At one time, you could buy a franchise for $10,000. Actor Donald Pleasance is 75 today. He appeared in A Tale of Two Cities and Fantastic Voyage, star of the James Bond thriller You Only Live Twice, playing the villainous Blofeld with a nasty Persian cat. Remember? And he was finally done in by 007, of course. Aren't they all? This day, 1947, on the first televised White House address, President Harry S. Truman asked Americans to refrain from eating meat on Tuesdays and poultry on Thursdays in order to help stockpile grain for starving people in Europe. Diane Linkletter jumped to her death from her Hollywood apartment this day in 1969. Her father, TV star Art Linkletter, claimed at the time of her death, Diane was under the influence of LSD. He said it wasn't a suicide, it was murder. On October 5th, 1925, Nashville's WSM radio went on the air. One of its first regular programs was a Saturday night feature called the WSM Barn Dance. 2 years later, the program was retitled the Grand Ole Opry. The Opry became the world's premier showcase for country music and is the longest-running radio show in history, having been on the air for more than 60 years. And let's see. Oh, I mentioned earlier the Monty Python Flying Circus premiered on television this day in 1969. It completely baffled the British audiences. Let's hear a little bit of the Monty Python Flying Circus. This is a routine called novel writing.
A Saturday afternoon is a competent beginning, and he's straight on to the next word. It's in. A Saturday afternoon in. No. It's approaching. A Saturday afternoon in November was approaching, and he's done the definite article, the again. And he's writing fluently, easily, with flowing strokes of the pen as he comes up to the middle of this first sentence. And with this 11th novel well underway, and the prospects of a good day's writing ahead, back to the studio.
You know what?
What?
That was one of the stupidest things I ever heard.
Yeah, I know what you mean. A play-by-play of novel writing from Monty Python's Flying Circus, debuting this day in 1969. By the way, actor, writer, comedian Bill Dana is 70 today. He had some very successful Jose Jimenez albums. The Best of Jose came out in 1985 with his most famous cut, The Astronaut. Let's pick up on it for a few seconds.
He's the United States Air Force.
So that's only $9,000.
Yes. Uh-huh. I've been noticing this, Mr. Jimenez. What is this called? A crash helmet?
Oh, I hope not.
And that's the way it was, October 5th,
Wow! We didn't know all that stuff, Richard D.
I know.
You found your place in the fun. Four good times, we're number one. All oldies. W-H-N-D.
The one radio station in the Motor City that plays your favorites from the first decade of rock and roll. WHND, 560 AM, also known as Honey Radio. Beetled our way to 11:52 at WHND Honey Radio. Are you by any chance a white sport? This may be your coat. Okay, let's get my accomplices into the act here.
Happy hump day!
Thanks, kid.
Happy hump day.
Okay, Lulu. By the way, this is the fall homecoming of the Museum of Appalachia, Tennessee. For you folks a hankering for a real homey jamboree, mosey on down to Norris, Tennessee, where there'll be a heap of mountain music and lots of good stuff to do, like sheep dancing, slopping the hogs, and here's one John Ray, who's going to be doing the afternoon show, is particularly fond of, bobbing for road apples, all topped off with a hillbilly beauty contest to crown Miss Appalachia, the gal with the cleanest feet.
It's Meijer. Talk about a better store.
The weather? Just wait till tomorrow. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 58, clear tonight, low of 42, but then sunny tomorrow with a high all the way up to 68. Sounds good for a change, huh? Currently 52 at All Oldies WHND. Right after Brian Hyland's Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, it's going to be time for the countdown, the top 12 of 12, focusing today on 67.
WHND, Monroe, Detroit, where the 50s and 60s come alive.
This is when we have our sack opening ceremony. Become involved, please. You don't have to wait around too long for that one. And now, ubiquitous child.
Okay, kids, it's brown bag time.
Happy lunch bunch. It's exactly a minute after 12 o'clock. And for the next hour, we're going to concentrate on 1967, specifically this day in 67, according to Keener.
Music Hour. Keener 13. It's Keener. WKNR.
Number 12 in the Motor City this day in 1967 was Heavy Music. Bob Seger with number 12, Heavy Music, on the top 12 of 12, based on the WKNR Music Guide. If you're into Keener, make sure you take a close look at the Honey Happenings newsletter, which we just sent out. Part of it is about Keener. Even shows a Keener chart in there. Musical Memories in Flint is the store we recommend for oldies on vinyl. A lot of different niches in records, tapes, CDs. But if you want to go to a store that specializes in just records, then Musical Memories in Flint is the place to go. And they've got all the old ones, too. If they don't have them, they can probably get them for you. They have the largest selection of oldies on vinyl in the state of Michigan. The address is 425 and a half South Dort Highway, a half mile north of I-69. If you want to call them before you drive up there, the number is 1-800-619-7702. Musical Memories in Flint, Michigan's Oldies Connection.
The top 12 at 12.
And now the top 12 at 12 continues with number 11 from the WKNR Music Guide. I don't think there would be too many arguments to that one. People are strange. It's 1208 at WHND Honey Radio. Everybody's strange but me, actually. No, that's what makes the world interesting, though, you know? Not too many bland people around. They all have their own little area of strangeness. We're going to continue with number 10, the 10th most popular record, according to Keener, right after these words.
Days, now at Applebee's in Ann Arbor, I-94 and Ann Arbor Saline Road.
The top 12 of 12 from WHND with Richard D. At Great Scott, farm-made bacon, one-pound package, 69 cents on this, the 5th of October, 1967. Star-Kissed tuna, a quarter, pork chop, 79 cents a pound. Campbell's chicken noodle soup, two cans for 31. Vicks Formula 44 cough medicine, 79 cents. And Faygo Pop pint bottles for one dime.
1967, or 10.
The top 12 hits in the Motor City as of October 5th, 1967. And we're using the WKNR music guide as a basis. Number 9, just seconds away, an unmanned Soviet spacecraft makes a soft landing on the Earth's closest neighbor, Venus. The preliminary data collected by the Soviets indicate that Venus is shrouded in gases too hot for humans. Mayor Kavanaugh tells the city council that Detroit desperately needs $9 million and needs it quickly. The money is needed to make up for expenses incurred during the riots in July. Meanwhile, Detroit's Davison Freeway, the first urban freeway in Michigan, has been given the go-ahead for a complete rebuilding. The project could be postponed until 1972, however, because of lack of funding. The top 12 at 12 from this day in 1967, here now.
Number 9.
I'm sure marketing that record was a whole lot easier given the fact that Bill Cosby was one of the stars of I Spy, which was on from 1965 through 1968. There were a bunch of great shows that debuted in the fall of 1967. One of them was Ironside. And premiering the same week of 1967 as Ironside, Mannix. Love this theme. Unless you're driving, close your eyes and picture the violence. I like violence in my televiewing. I enjoy it vicariously. That way I don't have to be violent, see? Stand by, we're going out on the freeway.
Number 9
or 8.
Make up your mind. It's number 8, okay. The Box Tops with the letter number 5 in the Motor City, this day in 1967. Number 6, which I don't think I played. It gets so hairy during the top 12 of 12. Sometimes I don't know. Never My Love by the Association. Let me recap them all. Number 12, Heavy Music, Bob Seger. 11, People Are Strange, The Doors. Number 10, Your Precious Love, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. 9 was Little Old Man, Bill Cosby. The Soul Survivors did Expressway to Your Heart in the number 8 spot. Number 7, Incense and Peppermint, Strawberry Alarm Clock. 6, Never My Love, The Association. 5, The Letter by the Box Tops, and we'll continue in a couple.
Today,
this is one of the better tunes from 1967, which I'm going to play right now as a top 12 of 12.
Extra.
It was number 21 on the WKNR Music Guide this day in 1967. The Who, I Can See for Miles. Number 21 in the Motor City this day in 1967. What do you say we have the Who do a commercial?
Shakes milk chocolate and Great Shakes cherry vanilla flavors. Both turn milk into a rich, thick shake. So thick, it stands up to a straw. Great Shakes!
Great Shakes! Great Shakes!
The Who for Great Shakes!
1967!
And now the happenings for Great Shakes.
Great shakes,
yeah.
Great shakes.
Hi, I'm Bobby Fixit. Hands up to a straw. Shake it.
It's so good now. Oh, so good now. It's so creamy, thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now with great shakes. Yeah, great shakes.
I played the Ironside theme a while ago. That show is on television tonight. Also on, it's a Thursday, by the way, also on the tube tonight.
And now, getting back to the high-performance turntables, here's
Richard D's Top 12 at 12 with the Buckinghams.
Hey.
Here in
1967,
it made him feel so groovy.
Yeah, yeah.
Used for just the groovy people.
Yeah, but I'm on camera. And now cigarettes for all.
It's a regiment to a smoker. It's a candy.
And wash down that smoke with a Coke.
It's a real thing.
The top dozen hits in the Motor City, according to WKNR.
WKNR, for Detroit with love.
It's all part of Richard D's Top 12 at 12.
In Detroit, all oldies, honey, radio.
Number three. Vicky Carr, it must be him. Vicky Carr. She has such a long Spanish name that she needs two business cards to put it on. And so it was nice of her to shorten it to Vicky Carr for all of us, huh? 7 minutes before one at WHND, Honey Radio. That, the number three tune in the Motor City this day in 1967. What's next? Right after this is when you'll hear it.
Philly Slam.
Cool. Ameritech, your best link to better communication.
Cool. Yeah, this forecast is cool. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of just 58. Clear tonight all the way down to 42 for a low. And then tomorrow sunny with a high of 68. That sounds like a real nice day for this time of the year, doesn't it? Sunny with a high of 68. 51 currently at all oldies. WHND, Honey Radio. Musical Memories in Flint. The place to go for oldies on vinyl. Sounds like a rather definitive statement. As far as I'm concerned, it is. There is no better place to go for oldies on vinyl than Musical Memories in Flint, whose toll-free phone number is 1-800-619-7702, and whose address is 425 and a half South Dort Highway, a half mile north of I-69. The largest selection of oldies on vinyl in the state of Michigan is what they offer you. Give them a try. Michigan's Oldies Connection, Musical Memories in Flint. And now,
number two.
This is Robert Knight. Tomorrow's countdown will feature the hits and happenings from that day, the 6th of October in 1960. It'll be a QT countdown using a WQTE chart. You're probably aware of the fact that WHND 560 AM used to be WQTE. Charles Finley, owner of the Kansas City Athletics, wants to move his team to Oakland, California. The move isn't expected to come quickly because several other American League owners don't like the idea. 7 of the 10 owners have to approve the transfer of the franchise before the A's can go west. Peter, Paul, and Mary come to the Motor City on the 29th in a concert at the Masonic. For Paul Stuckey, the concert will be a sort of homecoming. He graduated from Birmingham High School in 1955 and later attended Michigan State University. Tickets for the concert are $3 to $6. I guess we know who he's going to be rooting for Saturday, huh? At the Flicks, The Dirty Dozen with Lee Marvin and Ernest Borgnine, now showing at the Warren Cinema One. I loved that movie. And at the Mel Theater, Bonnie and Clyde with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Hudson's men's wool top coats, single or double-breasted styles, $45. And a new home at the Oak Brook subdivision in Sterling Heights, brand new, 16 mile in Van Dyke area, brand new three-bedroom all-brick homes with 1.5 baths, large family room, full basement, and more for $15,990. At Town & Country Dodge, get a new 68 Coronet two-door for $2,163. At Corvettes, Spalding basketball regulation size and weight, $2.99. Ping pong table complete, $29.99. So tomorrow, 1960, and then on Friday, 1958. Let's wrap it up right now for 1967, the 5th of October.
WKNR.
Hey, Keeter, hit number.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.